is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Today marks the first time that a paid state holiday honors a woman in the U.S. Colorado has officially replaced Columbus Day with Mother Cabrini Day on this first Monday in October. Mother Frances Xavier Cabrini was an Italian nun who moved to Denver in 1902 and started an orphanage. She also founded schools and orphanages across the country and was later canonized as a saint. Columbus Day was replaced because he took part in the enslavement and genocide of indigenous peoples. Metro Denver home prices kept rising last month. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the average price rose to more than $500,000.
That's a slight increase from the previous month, but a 12% increase from the same time last year. The housing market is booming, defying expectations of a pandemic-induced slowdown. The pace may be slowing. The number of closed deals in September was down compared to August, though still significantly higher than last September.
Roughly 5,700 Broncos fans can attend the remaining six home games. Officials say fans must wear masks and practice social distancing. The team says season ticket holders will get the chance to buy a package of six games. Colorado Rapids fans cannot attend the next two home games at Dick's Sporting Goods Park after several players and staff contracted COVID-19. No fans at matches on Wednesday and Saturday. It is going to be clear tonight. This is CPR News.